impulse. Impulse is force multiplied by time. We can measure impulse by having force platforms arranged on a sprinting track. Let the athlete gallop down the track and see how much force is being applied for what length of time on these various force platforms. The results are displayed then as a force time graph. A force time graph has force as the y-axis and time as the x-axis. It has force being measured in newtons and time being measured in milliseconds. And the force axis is intersected by the time axis at force equals zero. Because we can have positive forces and negative forces. And when we draw a force time graph, what we're actually going to look at is not the line we draw, but the actual area under the graph. On the slide that you can see, this is the area in red. When we look at impulse, we're actually concerned with a single event. We call it a footfall, where one foot lands on the ground, then drives off the ground. A single step, if you like. And we're concerned not so much with vertical forces that we find on weighing scales, but these force platforms measure horizontal forces straight along the track. And if you start thinking about it and be a bit logical about it, there are always two parts to a footfall. The first part, and it's always the first part, it can't be any other way, is the landing part. And when the foot lands, when you're sprinting, there's always negative horizontal forces. The horizontal forces will tend to slow you down. When you push off the ground, the second part of a footfall, then they generate positive horizontal forces. So we have negative horizontal forces and then positive horizontal forces. So when we see a typical impulse graph, we always find that the start of the footfall, there's the landing with negative forces, negative horizontal forces, and the area under that line produces a landing negative impulse. Following that, there is positive horizontal forces generating positive impulse of push off. And what we need to consider then is to compare the negative to the positive impulses and give some idea of which one is larger, because we actually need to know about the net impulse. The net impulse is the difference between the negative and the positive impulses. When someone's galloping down the track, we see something like on slide 5, where this impulse has a very, very small negative impulse and a much, much larger positive impulse. When we compare the two, we can see that the positive impulse is bigger, hence the net impulse, one taking over the other one, is largely positive, and we get this sort of result of positive net impulse when the performer is pushing off much, much harder than he or she is landing. In other words, they're accelerating. Final graph shows a very, very large negative impulse followed by a much, much smaller positive impulse. The net impulse is overall negative. The landing stage is generating far more braking forces than the push-off stage. And so a net negative impulse suggests that this performer is essentially decelerating. And we can link these two ideas of impulse into the actual 100 meter sprint. But when you're sprinting, when you're accelerating and getting net positive impulses, it tends to be at the beginning of a race. Not the start itself, but the first 20, 30, 40, 50 meters as you're increasing velocity. Whereas after about the 70 or 80 meter mark in a 100 meter sprint, you tend to lose some of the force and you tend to slow down. So the net negative impulse is largely found at the end of a sprint race. And you will somewhere down the track find that part of the race where the net impulse is zero, where the negative impulse is about the same sort of size as the positive impulse. And that's suggesting that that performer at that time is running at constant velocity with no acceleration.